The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of Real Country 920 WGHQ, 1260 WBNR, 1420 WLNA, or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us today because we're going to tackle a topic that's very in current news day in and day out. It's called politics and your money. And of course, you want to keep as much money as you have. You want your money to grow. And we have a change of guard here, right? We have a whole new administration. There's been some bumps in the road. There's been some good things, been some bad things. And we're going to try to talk through as best we can, very independent, not taking either side of this. But something that is really important because you have political cycles that impact economic cycles, that impact market cycles. And this is really important now because for the last 8 years, we had a pretty much a predictable type of economy, right? We had low inflation, low growth, for better or for worse. We really kind of had this kind of, 1.5% to 2% GDP. We kind of knew where we stood with the president. And now we have a new president who promises more growth in our economy, but there's also maybe perhaps some unintended consequences and some changes. So I want to sort out kind of fact and fiction here with you this morning of what a Trump presidency may do for the economy, how it might impact corporate earnings, how that may impact the market, and then how you should be investing your money. So we're going to tackle politics and your money today. So the last 8 years, as I mentioned, we did see the deficit grow by quite a bit. We saw it go from about $9 trillion to $19 trillion. But on the plus side, though, we saw unemployment rate come from almost double digits when President Obama took office down to 4.7% when he left office. And if you keep in score at home, the stock market did very well the last 8 years. When President Obama inherited a really difficult financial crisis, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was hovering around 7,000. When he left office, was over 19,000 and change. Actually, Trump now gets credit for getting it over 20,000. So, you know, one of the things that's really positive in this new administration, at least for the market, remember, the market is a leading economic indicator. And since he's been elected, the market's been up almost nearly 10%. Now, the market may overshoot, some people are saying right now. It's going to be too far, too fast. But if it is a leading economic indicator, it's telling us in the next 6 months, maybe the economy should be stronger. And what the market likes at the moment, and this is talking about ideology. Now, again, when you talk about Trump, we're going to leave the personality out, the tweeter guy and orange hair, all these things we hear about with Trump. We're just going to focus on the ideology of a government that's going to have less regulation on business, a government that's going to reduce taxes on corporations. Again, we don't know how much. 35% is the highest tax bracket for corporations. He was talking at 15%, but remember, I just said we have a $19.5 trillion deficit, so most likely there'll be a compromise. That 35% corporate tax rate will come down, but probably not down to 15%. Individual taxes, those high-income earners or mostly owned businesses and so forth, they would probably also expect some type of favored tax treatment as well. One of the areas that the market likes the most is actually infrastructure spending. Actually, both Clinton and Trump had one area in common. Well, they didn't have too many areas in common, but one common ground they found is infrastructure spending, in that our country, if you look at our roads, if you look at our highways, our airport system, train system, you know, tunnels, bridges, we really had to put a lot of money into that. I think both sides agreed on that. And actually, we've seen those type of companies, everything from cement companies, companies like Caterpillar, that kind of earth movers, you know, the machinery. We've seen a big boost in the anticipation of more spending in this country in infrastructure. So we've seen some of winners and losers already here in the early stages of a Trump presidency. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, politics and your money. So what are the winners and losers so far? So right now we've seen winners since the election have been banks. Banks have had a lot of regulation lately. They're not able to go into different areas of businesses. And it seems like the Trump administration wants to bring down some of these barriers, reduce some regulation in banks. And we've seen brokerage firms like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank America, Wells Fargo. We've seen a whole bunch of banks and brokerage firms do really well since the election. We'll watch that very closely. And when I refer to different industries or companies, I'm not recommending you buy or sell. This is as an example. Especially, I don't know your situation and does not permit me to give you any recommendation, but I want to give you a broad stroke of what's happening. So we see banks is one of the winners so far. We've also saw infrastructure stocks, as I mentioned, as some of the winners in this new administration. Now, losers, actually, there's some losers out there. The loser that we see out there is pharmaceutical and biotechnology. It seems to be in a crosshair of President Trump. Pharmaceutical companies, he said, are getting away with murder when it comes to pricing, and that the number one customer to these pharmaceuticals is the U.S. government themselves. And he's kind of hinting maybe towards some type of bidding process or something like that. So we can actually expect pharmaceutical companies, if this is legislated, we can start seeing pharmaceutical companies' earnings go down. I say this to you, I don't know your situation, but you should be looking through your portfolio. This is going to be a headwind for this industry. I can't make a prediction where these stocks are going to go, but certainly if this isn't a crosshair of Trump, it's not just a one tweet or one mention of it. It's going to be a campaign around this area to drive down costs. So if you're in a lot of pharmaceutical and biotechnology sector type of stocks or funds, you should definitely take a second look at them. As far as defense spending, that's a hard one. I can't say that's a positive or negative yet. The positive is, I guess there's going to be more defense spending. It's kind of, you know, we kind of read the tea leaves here. However, he's also gone after some of these companies like Lockheed Martin, like Boeing, tweeting and otherwise, and basically saying, hey, these things are very expensive. They're too expensive. So we already have some winners. We have some losers. One area that's interesting is automakers. We've heard from GM, Ford, Chrysler Fiat's the same company, the big three now, have had conferences with the president, actually at breakfast not too long ago. And they're talking about bringing jobs back here to the U.S. or face a tariff, which I'm sure these companies do not want to reach. Now, as far as profitability, we're not sure exactly how this is all going to pan out. But it's a very interesting industry because it's really one of the first industries that raised their hand and say, yes, we want to put plant and equipment back in the U.S. We want to manufacture more in the U.S. So there's the carrot and the stick, so to speak. The carrot is we'll incentivize you to put plants and manufacturing and here back to the U.S. And the stick is, if you decide to take this and go overseas with it, the president is threatening a tax tariff. Now, one thing that we are concerned about at Mahoney Asset Management is why we think some of these trade deals can improve, or probably will improve, is pushing these too hard. Now, so we don't need to have a trade war. We haven't had a trade war in a long, long time. But what is a trade war? Let's say we have a trade war with one of our partners, Mexico. Well, that means we'll be tariffs, increasing taxes on their imports from the goods and services. So think about fruits and vegetables coming from Mexico and the U.S. tagging on 15, 20, or 30%. Now, it hasn't happened yet. These are some of the threats. Maybe it's for good negotiation to get better deals with them. But one thing we're watching very closely, make sure this doesn't spill over. And also, we have to make sure these international companies can operate around the world. Well, we're going to be right back with the GPS for your finances. Today's topic, politics and your money. Come right back and visit us.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Visit us on the web at MahoneyGPS.com. So I do the report every morning, and Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management handles the drive time, and we'll keep you updated on local stocks and things that are happening here in the Hudson Valley. I'm sure you just heard from Mike Bennett an offer for a book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement. Again, I want to give you that phone number once again at 845 845- 3710101. With that number, this book, which I wrote from beginning to end to help you understand how the markets work, how you should position yourself, it sells on Amazon for $17.99 and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But if you call that number, 845-371-0101, the next 10 calls will get that book for free. So we're picking up on politics and your money. And of course, there's a lot of talk about politics. You can't pick up the paper. You can't put it on the TV. You can't listen to the radio and find out what's going on. Now, the biggest concern that most investors have is with trade. So President Trump promised better deals. Now, with that, though, it's created a lot of uncertainty because he's not making a lot of friends with the prime ministers of China and Mexico. So we've been importing for a long time a lot of Chinese goods and Mexican goods, and it's been helping consumers here in the U.S. One of the concerns that a lot of investors have, are we going to have some type of trade war? Now, remember, if you think about the Standard & Poor's 500, our companies, think about Apple, Disney, Intel, Microsoft, some of the best companies in the world are part of our Standard & Poor's 500. You know, they operate around the world. You know, they need China. They need Mexico. They have consumers in these areas. So, you know, while all this is going on, at the end of the day, the markets can perform depending on how well companies perform. So if companies have strong earnings, it should hold up the market very well. Should the companies not have strong earnings and have weak earnings because something were to go bump in the night, so to speak, some type of trade war or something along that side and impacts corporate American earnings, the market will go down in a hurry. So when you hear about all these things that are happening, some are noise, some are fiction, some are nonfiction. At the end of the day, the stock market really, really moves based on corporate earnings, and that's a fundamental. So if companies have more money, they could buy back more stock, they can increase the dividend, they can do a whole bunch of things when they have more money. If they have less earnings, that means they probably can't buy back stock, they probably can't raise the dividend, they can't buy their competitors. And so that's why it's very important to kind of watch all these different policies that the president has laid out. And the president has laid these out pretty succinctly, not exactly all the solutions that we know, but and then how that impacts corporate earnings. That should be your question when you hear about different things that are happening. How will it impact corporate earnings? Because that, generally speaking, shows how it's going to impact stocks. If you think about how these things are happening, we think about what they call fiscal policy. Fiscal policy is how you tax and how you spend. Now, we're talking about actually decreasing tax rates, increasing spending, something that hasn't been done in a long time. Really, for 8 years, we had gridlock in Washington. President Obama didn't really get much through other than Obamacare. So when you hear about fiscal policy, and again, not to get so technical, our monetary policy is Janet Yellen and the Fed governors talking about raising rates three times in 2017 and three times in 2018. Why is this important? It's almost a clash that we have here. So on one side, it's very stimulant to the economy to lower taxes, to raise government spending. That should help out the economy in a lot of different ways, as you can imagine. However, on the other hand, raising the cost of money, the borrowing costs. Let's say if you have an equity line, that rate has gone up and will go up. If you're a company that has an equity line, those rates will go up. So while some areas are going to work well for this fiscal stimulus, other areas, because of tightening and raising rates, is going to have a different impact. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. You can visit us on the web at MahoneyGPS.com. And today's topic, politics and your money. And we're tackling right now the difference between fiscal policy and monetary policy. You know, in case you get on Jeopardy, you can answer the question. But what's really important to understand this, monetary policy, Janet Yellen, how they raise rates or lower rates, how they add liquidity or pull away liquidity, has a great impact on the market, has a great impact on a whole bunch of things, and has a very quick impact. So let's say a couple of months from now, the Fed meets and decides to raise rates aggressively. Again, they're not going to do that. You would feel that in your pocket right away. So let's say you're used to paying $1,000 a month for your equity line. You may be paying $1,400 a month just that quickly. Again, that's not a great example. Just to show you how that goes. However, fiscal spending and taxes takes a lot slower, to get through the economy. So let's say they finally pass some type of tax rate decrease. By the time you really feel it an impact, it's really down the road. And how you respond to that, consumer behavior, so to speak, really takes some time. Also, if you think about government spending, roads and tunnels, that impact takes a while. So the reason why that's important, as everybody's focused on what's going to be passed, what's the administration's priorities, what's the first 100 days going to bring, we also have to remember on the other side, the Fed and Janet Yellen is raising rates, and that's more impactful. It happens right away. So that's something we're going to watch very closely here as this year progresses. Now, it's very interesting when you look at these cycles, and as I mentioned earlier, we have presidential cycles, economic cycle, market cycles. Sometimes, you know, a president gets lucky and gets happens to have a strong economy. Sometimes they're unlucky and have a very weak economy and there's a recession. Because some of these things are ebb and flows well beyond the president or the president's own policies. Now, presidents don't want to hear that, but that's true because sometimes presidents, I believe, get too much credit when things go really, really well. Sometimes I think presidents get too much blame when things go, well, rather poorly. And so there are these economic cycles that have this kind of boom and bust even around some of the things that presidents are trying to present. Because we're in an international world, there's technology, things are sped up. Something that used to take 20 years now takes 2 years. So while the president is laying out these agendas, remember there's a lot of other things that are happening underneath us, around the world, all at the same time. And by the way, I'm not saying it's negative. I just think there's going to be more volatility because, you know, if you think about the president of the United States, one could say they're almost like the president of the world because so many things operate around the U.S. And we've seen some struggles already in the early administration with the way China's reacting, the way Mexico's reacting in other countries. So we're watching it very closely. As we mentioned earlier, we're going to watch very closely how these policies are going to impact companies' earnings because at the end of the day, that's going to tell you how well the stock market's going to do. And we'll be right back after these messages. GPS for your finances, politics, and your money.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Visit us on the web at MahoneyGPS.com. And I'm sure you just heard a book offer just moments ago, a book that I just wrote called Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement, something I wrote from beginning to end. I think it's very, very useful, especially if you want to kind of look at how best to approach retirement. It's my eighth book on retirement, as it turns out, and it sells on Amazon for $17.99, sells on Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But today, the first 10 callers will get this book for free. I want to give that number again, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Today's topic, politics and your money. And there's a lot of politics, isn't there? And look, everyone's trying to tweak it out. Even the best economists who follow this very closely and look at how government spends money and how they tax their citizens and look at these proposals. So GDP has been hovering around 1.5 to 2% for the last 8 years. Actually, fourth quarter GDP was somewhat disappointing, coming in less than 3.5% that we had in third quarter, coming at 1.9%. So Trump and his administration believes they could definitely push growth higher. Now, the question is, by pushing growth higher, will we have more inflation because we're having some of these trade wars, potential trade wars, and currency wars with China and Mexico? So let's level of protectionism that helps out and holds on to jobs in the U.S., but the downside of protectionism, unfortunately, is less trade. And what that means then is we can have higher prices. So again, we're not anticipating inflation yet at this point. We look at the consumer price index, the producer price index, but if you think about one of the biggest enemies to having a nice retirement is inflation. And we don't know what the inflation looks like. We really haven't had major inflation in probably 30-some years. But to me, what inflation looks like, when I try to describe it to our clients, think about 10 years ago, if you pulled a bill out and you looked at your property taxes and you say, oh, geez, I wish I was paying that now, or your cable bill or your phone bill. I remember their phones used to be $29.99 all in before data charges and everything else, and now you're up to $140. So as an example, inflation could have an impact, but the concern would be if we start adding tariffs to Mexico's imports and to China's imports of 10, 15, 20%, that's going to register here and prices are going to go up. So we have to watch that very closely. That doesn't happen. One of the biggest challenges right now, too, is Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. And right now, there's a lot of legislation pointing towards overturning that and come up with something else. We don't know what that something else is. But certainly, healthcare is a big chunk of our economy. And pharmaceutical drugs are getting away with murder, according to Trump and his tweets and so forth. So we have to watch that very closely. No doubt in that industry, there's going to be some headwinds. So if you have too much in healthcare stocks, pharmaceutical stocks, or biotechnology stocks, you may want to consider reducing. Now, anytime we make any recommendations, I always say, you know, check with your professional, check with your situation. We don't know your situation. But in general, they definitely have a challenge in this area of healthcare and pharmaceutical. And when you're looking at all these things that are happening, all the news releases, some people get very scared. They didn't vote for the president. They think things are going to get really bad instead of really good. But I will say this, you know, try to look at this objectively. We've had a number of things to look at. The market since President Trump took office has gone up. Now, some of that is very real, meaning real earnings, real dividends. But some of that is confidence and something that's intangible. And confidence is measured also. Consumer confidence numbers are some of the best numbers we've seen in some time. Small business and their surveys or small business confidence numbers are higher than we've seen in a long time. So far, everything's pointing, these early stages, though there's fits and starts, though there's a lot of controversy and there's a lot of finger pointing and tweeting, we're finding that some of the major things we look at for an economy and for markets is the stock market itself, consumer confidence, and small business confidence. So far, all be pointing towards a positive direction. Well, if you're just tuning in just now, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Check us out on the web at MahoneyGPS.com. Politics and your money. Now, one thing that's really hard to really get over or get across to a lot of clients is that I don't want people making huge changes based on a new president. And I've seen that where people are really upset by the new president, and I understand things that he's said and done, but that's not going to help you. They kind of say, gee, personally, I hate him, and I think whatever. When you make changes in your portfolio, let's say you have a 401k and you have 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds, and I can't tell you exactly how to allocate it, it doesn't really make sense to go to 0% in stocks or 100% in stocks if you think everything's going to work out. You still want to have that asset allocation no matter what's happening in the headlines, including a new administration. One thing we are a little bit concerned about is that interest rates are going higher. And why do we say that? I mean, it's not a fact yet, but if we do pass tax laws which reduce taxes and we do spend more money on infrastructure, which a lot of people do believe we should be doing, that leaves the government to actually borrow to do those things. And when you borrow, again, not to get so technical, but it's like supply and demand. So by borrowing more bonds, that generally pushes up the rate to get more people to invest. So one thing we're watching very closely, if you're a homeowner and you have a variable rate, you may want to be locking in. Now, no one knows has a crystal ball for sure that rates are going to go up. But if this legislation goes through, it's a lot of economists do believe that interest rates are going higher. So one thing you may want to do in higher rate environment, if you have a floating rate or equity rate, try to lock that rate in because rates may go higher down the road. Also, if you're in a lot of bond funds, you have to watch that very closely. Since the election, election night, we saw the 10-year treasuries kind of the benchmark at 1.5% roughly, and now it's roughly at 2.5%. Now you say, gee, that's only 1% move. Whoa. What's 1 divided by 1.5%? Come on, get that algebra thing out there, right? So that's a big move. It's about a 60% move to go from 1.5% to 2.5%. And that's really important to know that bond prices have gone down. Stock prices have gone up, and that's why we allocate and so forth. Now, we don't know exactly how rates are going to go. Wait a second. I thought Janet Yellen said she's going to raise rates 3 times in 2017 and raise rates in 2018. Well, it's market dependent. We don't know. That's what they want to do. They want to normalize rates, savings rates, get them higher. But we don't know for sure they're going to raise rates 3 times. We don't know for sure they're going to raise them 3 times in 2018. Depends on a whole bunch of factors. But that also doesn't necessarily mean that the 10-year rate's going to go higher. 30, that's more of a market function. What we're watching right now very closely is all the different inflationary numbers, which are not showing up right now. So the Fed doesn't have to rush to raise rates. And we don't have to rush to do these type of things, but be mindful in this administration that rates seem to be going higher. The market seems to be going higher. There'll be some unintended consequences, and you should always have your portfolio reevaluated, especially with so much change going on. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's topic, politics and your money. If you have any questions on today's topic, visit us at MahoneyGPS.com or feel free to call our office at 845-371-3000. 0101. We offer a free MRI. Again, that we're going to put you through an MRI and see your knees or hips or whatever. But for your portfolio, to see if you have too much exposure in some of these industries that seem to have a lot of headwinds. And also to make sure that you're not poorly positioned when higher rates come around. Well, for Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, I hope you have a great day.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of Real Country Radio or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting realcountryhv.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next weekend on Real Country 920 WGHQ, 1260 WBNR, and 1420 WLNA.